We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah, middle of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. So, the Mishnah: Hamevi Get Be Eretz Yisrael. Someone's bringing a get in Eretz Yisrael, which means he doesn't have to say before Nechtav, before Nechtam, V'chala, and he gets sick. Harezem Mishalcha B'Yad Acher. He could send it B'Yad someone else, which means he's a shliach. He got sick. He can't finish his job. He's allowed to appoint another shliach. And the truth is, it's really in first Gemara in Kedushin that says that a shliach can make a shliach. The Gemara Darshan says v'shilach v'shalcha. It says v'shilcha instead of v'shilach. And from the extra, hey, we darshan that a shliach is a shliach. So here it says dafka if you get sick. It sounds like that the halacha is the allowed to make another shliach and send someone else with the get. V'ma aloi tol li hemenachef. It's plainly if when you made the shliach, if the husband made the shliach, gave him a different job, told him, when you give the get, take back something from the isha and bring it back to me. Then lo yishachen v'yaracher. Then the shliach should not make another shliach. She'ein ritzoinoi shehei pekdoin v'yaracher. He does not want his pekadoin to be someone else, so that you don't have a right to make another shliach. If the baal commanded you to go get this chayfetz and give her to get this chayfetz, so you are allowed to bring back this chayfetz. Masha'enke and someone else, I don't allow you to do that. And we'll see, tomorrow we'll elaborate exactly what type of tonight this was, and what's the problem, is the shlich is not good at all, or maybe only regarding that chayfetz. But what do you see? That if there's a chayfetz involved, we say, ein ritzoinoi, that maybe the baal is makpid, sheyehei b'gdoni yarecher, his makpid should not become someone else. Frank the Kirega Akasha, he says, by the get, we're not worried about it. The get, we say you could send it with someone else. But also when it comes to the chayfetz picking up, you're picking up a crystal bowl, already there, makbid v'yaracha. What's the difference? L'chayra, the get also costs money. And you can elaborate on the kasha. A get can be written on tashel zav. It can be worth money. And also, there's the writing of the get, which is you have to pay for the cipher. So why are you so sure that he trusts someone else with the get? Like, so the chayfetz say he doesn't trust someone else. But the get, all of a sudden, that's fine. That's what Kriega doesn't understand. But Kriega has a kind of mishnah. I don't understand this mishnah. What is the difference? So I actually heard a teretz from someone. I think there's Rabbi Kilsian. He wanted to say a teretz that there's, it could be it's chaluk. That if someone wants to send a get, the case is he wants to divorce his wife. If he wants to divorce his wife, he's willing to risk the chance that the shliach might not take care of the get, as long as he gets the get to his wife. He wants this get to reach his wife. So he sends it one shliach, and he has in mind, if that shliach can't do it, I want someone else. I need the wife divorced. That's by him is the his main priority. So he doesn't really care so much about the risk that it might get lost. Masha'enke, when it comes to the chayfetz, he wants to pick up a chayfetz there, he's worried about the risk. That's the whole thing, is the shlichus of bringing the chayfetz back. There's nothing to gain. Why are we allowed it to be sent to someone else? And therefore there passes the idea of Ein Ritzoi Shehei Yarecher. That's why this person wanted to answer the shayla. There is a Gerush Yerachim who answers the shayla a little different, and he says, it only answers one part of Kirei Kash. He says that only something that has value for everyone are we worried. But a get is only a value for the husband, it's not a value for anyone else. And if we're not worried, the shliach will steal it. The only problem is, this doesn't answer the part of Kriega's Kasha, that if it's worth something itself, the get, what are you going to do then? That's our Mishnah. So our Mishnah says two parts. Our Mishnah says, first of all, if you bring get Eretz Yisrael, you can make a shliach if you're sick. And the second half says that if you had a job to pick up a chayfetz, you're not allowed to send it to Yad Acher. Zog Tegmar, Amar Rav Kana, Chala Tanat. It says in our Mishnah, dafka chala, can you make another shliach? Break the Gemara, pshita, chala k'tal. Yes, the Mishnah says, yeah, it says chala. So ma'al the tema, hu adin afgav loy chala. Maybe you would think that when you learn the Mishnah, you could say that really, a shliach can make a shliach even doesn't come sick. Why did it say chala? Or the Mosek tani, saying a story. He got sick and he had to make another shliach. So that's why it says chala. Kamashlo, no, it's dafka chala. I'm kind of saying the Mishnah says dafka chala, can I point to another shliach? But the Gemara is bothered with that. Hey, chidam, what's the case? If the baal, the husband, told the shliach, take this to the isha, then afgav lecholanami. We'll see, we're going to bring a brice to the support this in a second. Afgav lecholanami. Even if he doesn't get sick, you see the husband's not makpid. He just said, get it to the isha. If he says, you bring it, then afil lecholanami. Even if he gets sick, also. And then every time chalosh should not work. The tayun to the brice. If someone says, Hoylech gezele ishti, bring this get to my wife. I raise him a shach of Yad Acher. If he says, Hoylech, which is lost, and just bring it there, then the luck is you can send it with someone else. At Hoylech gezele ishti, you bring the get. I raise him a shach of Yad Acher, you can't send it with someone else. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Benkach or Benkach, Ein Hashliach or Hashliach. Either way, the Shliach cannot make a Shliach. So we have here Tanna Kamma says there's a difference in Hoylech and At Hoylech. And Shimon says either way, you can't, Ein Hashliach or Hashliach. So Gemara's Kash is like this. That what's the case? I'm saying if it's Hoylech, you don't need Chola. If it's At Hoylech, even Chola. And Shimon Gamliel holds even Chola, you're never glad to send another Shliach. Happens to be Tosis as a kasha. The Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Benkach or Benkach leishachem viacher. What do you do with the Gemara in Kedushin that says a shliach can make a shliach? He says he never can do it. Zok Tosis. The case is heche de ena baal makbid. When you know the baal's not makbid, he speaks that claw. Not makbid, then that could be pshat in the pasuk. Well, upon him, Gemara's kasha is what's pshat in our mishnah? What is the case of chala? So Gemara they have like three mahalchim. Boy yisema hoylech v'hu de chala. Our Mishnah told on a case where he said Hoylech, which means just bring it to the Isha, and was saying from our Mishnah's Mechadish to us, it only works if he gets sick. If he doesn't get sick, then you can't send up someone else. We're talking about a case where he said, you dafka bring it, and our Mishnah will be Mechadish to us, v'chala shani, that if he gets sick, then even if you're makbid, the chazak is you're not makbid if he gets sick. It's going to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Chala Shani. If you have a second lashon, we held Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Chala won't help. But Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Chala Shani, if he gets sick, then you could send it. And it's a big shaila in halacha, how we passing, like which one of these three tutsim and which van the Yomah, but because it's big nafkamina, huh? For Rav Shimon Gamliel, it sounds like there's no difference if it's at Hoylech. He said Bainzer, Bainzer. Then he said Choloch Shani. It sounds like there wouldn't be a difference. Unless you want to say that Tefasta Rubeloi Tefasta, only by Hoylech, in Rav Shimon Gamliel Choloch would be good. But it's not definitely not clear what that means. So the Ran is busy with exactly how he passed and what's the Shiloh. He says, pass at the middle. He says, I'm a Ravid Zal. He says, the Rif passed on Lishna Basra. The riff paskins that the nafkmina is that if it doesn't come sick even by hoylech he can't send. That's what will come out, and that's the Ram brings down. I've arrived at pasak lishna mitzia the dafka ba'at hoylech hu debayi chala avba hoylech I feel loy chala matzmasu shliach. So Ayin Shom, he has a cast from a story there. Ayin Shom in the Ran, how he passed Klamaisa, but that's the three Mahalchim, the three different versions of Taichung our Mishnah. Zot Gemara Vaita, send our Mishnah, Tanana, maybe get married to Shal V'chol, I'll raise the Mashach V'yarachar. If someone brings it out to Shal and he gets sick, he can send them someone else. But Aminu, ask you a kasha. We have here a Mishnah later on in the sixth parak, Oymeh L'shnayim Tanu Get L'ishti. That means if he told two Edim, he didn't write the get yet, he told two Edim, please give a get to my wife. Then, what does that mean? That means he having them write the get and give the get. Or he tells Shloisha, kisvu get v'tru l'ishti. You write the get and give l'ishti. Both these cases are elu yichtivu v'yitnu. They have to write it. Inu in, ava shliach loy. They have to write it, but they can't make a shliach to write it. So in the second case, we understand why they have to write it. The Baal told them, kisvu. But if it's mashma, by the shloisha, if he told them just tnu, then they can make a shliach to write it. But by the first case, omel shnayim tukal ishti, it sounds like there, even if you didn't say kisvu, they have to write it, but they cannot make a shliach to write it. And the kasha is, why not? We have in our mishnah, shliach can make a shliach. So if I told two Edim to write the get, why in the world can't they tell someone else to write the get? A shliach is allowed to make a shliach. So that's the kash over here. On Ma'abaya, I'm going to have two mahalchim to answer the difference between our mishnah and this mishnah later on in this experiment. On Ma'abaya, hosom, time of mayim, shum mezoyin the baal, hocha baal lekopet. So Rabbi says that it's mezoyin the baal, they can't write his own get. So therefore, if he tells two people to give the get and write the get, he doesn't want them to go ahead and tell someone else to write the get. Because that's embarrassing for him that he couldn't write the get. Mashenki in our Mishnah, there's nothing embarrassing here. The get is written already. He's sending it with a shliach le'alacha. So to make a new shliach le'alacha, there's no bazaar in the Baal. There it's Pashuk to make another shliach. Mashenki there, by the case of two Edim, there it's embarrassing that they should be able to get someone else to write the get. Why don't you write the get yourself? Eigen asked me a question, a very simple question, that the im came by shloisha, like we just spoke out, it's really a Rashi over here, that by shloisha, if you don't say kisvu, the letter tells someone else to write. Rashi speaks it out. Ava omel shloisha, Rashi speaks it out. So Rashi's higher up near the Mishnah. Ava omel shloisha, tnu gel ishti, yoimu lachem v'yichtavu v'yitnu. Because I saw him bezdin. He says, because I made them a bezdin, then the letter tells, if you don't say kisvu, you can tell someone else to write it. What happened to bezayin the Baal? So I found the Ran, in the sixth parak, speaks about this kasha. The Ran answers that like this. I'll read what Ran says. He says, "Sava kivin sha asa'on bezdin v'derech bezdin l'tzavish la'acherim, and the derech is of bezdin l'tzavish la'acherim, goli b'daitat l'kopit abizyoni." If he made a bezdin, he was megala das, he isn't kik. But a bezdin usually tells all the people to do things. The difference megala is no bezayin the Baal. So that's the first mahalach to answer the steer from our Mishnah to the Mishnah later on, that the difference is bezayin the Baal. Rava Amar, biggest side. Rava Amar, Meshum de Mili Ninu, Umili Lul Memser in Lashliach. What exactly does this mean? There's a big tumult in the Rishonim. But with the way Rava is saying of this, that our Mishnah is not Mili, but the Mishnah Yonah is Mili. Why? So Rashi explains, Rashi says that you can't pass over Dvarim. If you are a Shliach and your whole Kayach is Dvarim, you cannot give over those Dvarim to someone else. For example, if I tell two people to write a get, they can't tell two other people to write a get. Because that shlichus is mili. It's just mili. They had a shlichus to write a get. And they're taking those words and saying, you write the get. That mili lememsu shliach. Mashain came by a get, by a shlich leilacha, you have a get, you have dovah mamashus. So we're just giving, when you give over a get with a dovah mamashus, so then it's not called mili. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi, the master Rava Amma, he says, "Ve'im edvarim kayach lias choyzevin imsarim la'achar." Av a get the isbe mashasha choyzevin imser get that has the mamashas that can be given over. That's how Rashi learns. The Mordechai in the back learns a little bit different, and he learns the Mordechai is tough kaf. He learns the bar like this. He brings down from his Rebbe that he says, "Moriya koyin kabalti kol heichi heichos she'ena dovah nigmar al pi ashliach choshev mili." If the shliach cannot finish the job right now the way he is, so that's called mili. He says, the difference is like this, that when someone has a get in his hand, he has full power now to divorce the wife. He has the get. So that can be passed over, that koyach. Mashenkin, if the koyach right now is to write the get, it doesn't have a koyach to divorce anyone yet, that's called mili. And what's the lomus in the Mardukai? The lomus in the Mardukai more is like that, if he has the get ready, he becomes like a mokim de baal, so he can make another shliach. Before he has a get in his hand, he's not a mokim de baal yet, and he can't make a shliach. He's not a mokim the husband, and therefore, he's not instead of the husband, therefore he can't make a shliach. That would be the lomdus, but it's obviously a very lomdus sugya, is around five shatim and shayim, if mili, what a mili mem shliach means, it comes in a gay, can I make a shliach, could a shliach lekadushin, make a shliach lekadushin, is that called a mamashus, or is that called, can finish the job. It's all the whole tumult by itself. Akapadim is something that there's the Mardukai and Kedushin brings down the Kaddish, Meradish. There's big size on that, but obviously we don't have time to go on into all the lambdas. Akapadim, what do we do have?
The Mishnah
not
talking about a sick person?
No, it's not talking about a sick person there, no. What? Okay, so it's talking about the other Mandiyam. This Mandiyam says Heilich is fine, so it's not right. That's not a problem because we have Machlokes Tanoim about that. That's not a Shailah because we have Machlokes Tanoim in our Gemara about that. So therefore, you could say to Heilich with different truths in our Gemara is not that's Rishon Meal. This Rishon Meal that wasn't the Kasha. The Kasha just is that how could you, there says you cannot make a Shliach for this. So two truths: either could be Zayin the Baal or because Milu Lam Shel Shliach. My Benai, what's an Afkamin between Rav and Abayis Pshat? Ikamnah Shliach Matano. The Afkamin is if you tell two Edim to write up a Shtar Matana, and they don't have time to do it, and they get sick, and they tell someone else to do it. So there, that's the Chalek is Abaya and Rava. Fear Abaya, it's telling Bezayin the Baal. By Matana, there's no Bezayin the Baal. Like Rashi points out, that there's no din that the guy who's giving the Matana writes the Shtar. Actually, the Makabel writes the Shtar, and therefore, there's no Bezayin not to write the Shtar. So if you hold a Bezayin, then you can make a Shtiach. But if you hold mili, here it's mili. Mili mem shlo mem shlo shliach. Here's only words. And therefore, you won't be able to do it. But put the Rav Shmuel. Rav Amar Matana ain't it get. Matana's not like that because no mezayin there. And therefore, you could make a shliach, make another shliach. Shmuel Amar, Matana are get. Matana is like a get. Matana is like a get, and therefore you cannot make a shliach because milah mem son shliach. Now the only question is that matana needs a din shlichus. Which time a get needs a din shlichus because of the lishma. Tais daf chavez and mavez says you don't even need a shlichus; you just need a lishma. That's why you need the thing passed over. But what's by matana? So the plain Yeshua says that for the chasima is saying that Reuven's mechayiv is field to Shimon. For that chasima, you need a shlichus, and therefore it's tali in the shaila of milah lemem serin lishliach. Like upon him, we finished off our Mishnah over here, explaining the first part of the Mishnah of a shliach make a shliach. We're saying, first of all, our Mishnah always has to be chala, and we said three different mahalach and that. And we also said that it's different than later on, because here there's no bezarin the baal, and here it's not mili lemem son shliach, because here you have a get in your hand, lefi Rashi, therefore it's not mili mem son shliach. Zot the Gemara Vayit, seven the Mishnah, Amaloi Talaloi Merachevitz Pliny. If you tell the Shliach, by the way, when you give the get, take back a chevitz from the Isha. So it says there, you should not do that. Because Amen says, Amar Rosh Lakish, Kant Shon a Rebbe, Ein Hashel Roshay Lahashel, Vein Hashel Roshay Lahaskir. Here, Rebbe teaching us this aside, that someone who borrows something, he shouldn't lend it to someone else without permission. And if you rent something, he shouldn't give it to someone else without permission. Why? Because you see here, maybe Amen Tzayin Hashem Bekadon Abiyad Acher. Which Rashi explains, what's Rosh Lakish telling us? Rosh Lakish telling us is that this halacha has nothing to do with gittin. Avada, if you send, let's say you go ahead and you send this get with someone else, and he has to pick something up, the halacha is the get's a good get. Just, this, if you take back that pekada, you're doing the wrong thing. That's all. Our mission is like, it belongs above Metziah, really. It doesn't belong over here. The get is a good get. Here, Rebbe's telling us, by the way, that when you pick up the chayfetz, don't do that, because that's not the right thing to do. But the get's a good get. That's Rosh Lakish to teaching us. Omar
Bechanan.
Yeah. You can make a shliach get, because that was fine. Which there's no problem. A ritzoyner should be gedolim yarach on that. Just the taking the chayfetz is no good. That's our shlokah is learning. So it's not our mission. Just teaching us this halacha. Omaloy arbeichanon. You don't have to teach that halacha. Zuha fil tenoikas of esrav and yoyd noisa. Everyone knows that. That can't be what the mission is teaching us of this halacha. That you now send the pekadim yarach. That's not the point, because everyone knows that. Ella. Rav Yechon is saying, this Mishnah is a Gittin Mishnah, it has to do with the Shlich as a Gittin. And let the Gemara develop it, to take the long base to develop this idea that Rav Yechon is saying. Ela zimnim, the Gittin nami loy hava. Sometimes not even a good get. The nasa kemisha omer loy, because it's like when you tell a person, tell a Shliach, al tigarish ela bayis, begirish of aliyah. If you tell a Shliach, only be megarish this Isha in the house. And he goes ahead and megarish her in the aliyah. Or, al tigarish el biyamim, begirish of a smile, the loch is that it's no good. So that's what could happen here. And the Gemara explains further. The Kuli Alma, Hecha de Nafka la'apei, V'yavalei chefetz, V'hoda shakala minayu gita, Kuli Alma le'pliga de gita gita ma'al yahava. That's Pashit. If you send a shliach to go, and the shliach makes another shliach, and Lamaisa, the Isha came out, gave the chefetz to the shliach, and then the shliach gave her the get, that's Pashit, it's a good get. Because he didn't do anything wrong. Ki pligi. When is the machlekes or shlokas Rav Yechanan? Hecha de amalei. If you on top of my base now, if you told this shliach, this is the job you got to do. I need that chayfitz back. She doesn't get the get until she gives the chayfitz back. She call me the chayfitz. Take back that chayfitz and then give the get. Va'ozel ihu, and he went ahead. Va'yav lo gita and gave her the get. Va'hod and made a mistake. Whoever the shliach was. Rabbi Yechanan posel boy v'koshkin v'shluchay. Rabbi Yechanan holds his posel in the first liach and koshkin in his liach. If they do the wrong thing, it's posel. Rashlokas says no, he's not so makbid. It's Orch the Milsa. He said take it first, but he's not makbid. So we still have to explain the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan holds that if you say that pick the chevitz up first, then give the get, that's bedafka. I want it that way. And if you do it different way, it's not a good get. Zok Rabbi Yechanan, a shliach shouldn't make another shliach. You know why? Because if the shliach makes another shliach, he might forget get to tell her this important condition that you have to take it back. And also, the second shliach might forget to do it that way. And what's going to happen? It's not going to be a good get, because he didn't follow the shlichas to the T. You're not going to be a good get. Therefore, Zok the Mishnah, never make another shliach, because he might mess up. Anytime there's a chayfetz involved, don't make another shliach, because he might mess up the right way of doing it, and it won't be a good shlichas. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. If you want to just see it inside, the fourth line of narrow Rashi. Hilchach. Tana b'masisim The Mishnah on top of Chavtes Ameis, the fourth narrow line. Hilka Ktana B'Mestisim Lo Yishachenu B'Yaracha Shema K'Shiyimsa Rishon Shlichas L'Sheni Lo Yimslo Yidvarm K'Aviyosam. We won't pass over the words exactly. O Yashen Lo Yidakti B'Hem V'Yim Mishana Mifsalgita. That's what Yerachon says. Don't do this. Shlok is not worried about that. But he says, don't do this. That's how he learns the Pshat in the Mishnah. Im Kain, what's the words? Eirit Tsoinoi Sheh Pekder B'Yaracha. What does that do with anything? What does that do with anything? Zok Toysis in Pshat and Rashi, Divin Maskel Rebbe, on Amon Beis. Toysis says, "Lefiza hodik tonish erim tonish erim tonish erim tonish erim hainu biyad ishtoi." That's what it means like this. I don't want the pekodam biyad ishtoi. That's what it means. Erim tonish that the pekodam shtei biyad ishtoi. That's the Rashi. Now Toysis says, I don't like this Pshat. First of all, it's a doichi that types those words. Erim tonish erim tonish erim means, I don't want my chavit stay by the isha. And number two is, why so little trust in the shliach? He can't give over to a shlichus. It's like, that's what we're worried about. He'll tell him, go do exactly this. What's the big deal? That's the whole problem in Mishnah. Therefore, Taisus Mechadish, a new pshat, a different pshat. Taisus says, since we find that there's a Tanai over here, and it's a Tanai it's Ma'akev, that you have to pick up the chafetz first, and then give the get. So you see that picking up the chafetz is part of the Tanai of the get. So if you have someone else pick up the chafetz who I don't want to pick up the chafetz, so then that's a chasaron in that tanai, and that's a breach of contract that I said to pick up the chafetz, because part of picking up the chafetz was I want you to do it, not him to do it. So that becomes part of a steer in the tanai, and that's pshat irid soina shugavayachar means kapshutai. I don't want to become by him, and therefore it's a chasaron in the etzem tanai, which according to Rabbi Yechon is like kapada mamish, and therefore it's just like that's like kapada take it first. It's like, Pada, who should take it? And therefore, the chasaron etzem get, that's not a good get, if you have someone else pick up the chafetz. That's Tosis pshat in the Gemara. So we have Rashi pshat, and we have Tosis pshat to explain the pshat in the Gemara. And that's pshat in the end of the Mishnah. We have a shlokish, Rav Yechanan, two different pshat, and fear shlokish, nothing to do with gittin, it's tamadin. Don't stand the yarachah. Rav Yechanan, the chasaron etzem get.